You may have heard or read online or in the Chicago Tribune that Walter Jacobson, the legendary TV anchor here, his wife passed away, Susie Graham Jacobson. Bob Goldsboro in the Tribune wrote, Jacobson died of complications from a head injury March 31st at a rented home in Wellington, Florida, after falling the previous day while walking her golden retriever. Lucky, her husband said. Which is, it's not ironic. It's all tragic. And Walter is sitting here. Hello, my friend. It's good to see you.
Hi, John.
How you doing? Know, how you holding up?
I'm doing okay. I'm usually on the other side of a discussion like this. And when you and I talked a little bit about it yesterday, and you said maybe we'd like to talk about it here on the air, I thought, no, of course not. It's personal. It looked like I'm looking for sympathy out in the world, and that's not what I'm here for. But then I realized that talking about things is somehow helpful. It distracts me from the bad memories. It was really bad. So I appreciate the chance to just come in and chat, and I'll pretend we're not on the air, okay?
Well, that's your gift, sir. So let's just, do you mind telling me a little bit what happened that day? Was it that simple? She was walking the dog jerked the leash, she fell down, hit her head.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Susie is in Florida for a couple of weeks every winter. She's a competitive equestrian. There's a big film, horse. What do you call it? A festival.
Yeah.
Just outside of Palm Beach. She goes every year. She rents a condo for a couple of
weeks. She's been a great athlete her whole life. She was a national class tennis player, the captain of the Yale team. Keep going.
Captain of the New Trier High School team, too. And
which may say more about her prowess, actually.
That's right.
She was a good tennis player. So what happened?
So she goes to Florida every winter for a couple of weeks, and she competes. She's a jumper. She's jumping 3 or 4 feet, which is pretty exciting. She's 62 years old. She was very proud of her ability to do those kinds of things at that age. And she loved the horses so much. Anyway, I drive down with her and then fly back and then go back there to Florida a couple times during the 2 weeks. She called me Saturday night 2 weeks ago and said that she had taken Lucky, who's an 80-pound frisky golden, loves other dogs, for a walk, and Lucky noticed a dog across the street, and it was his way. He lurched forward. Susie was holding onto the leash, and Lucky's strength pulled her off her feet, and she fell and smashed her head on the sidewalk. And when she called me, she said she was doing okay. She had a headache. I had a black eye. Her nose was swollen. I said, I think you better get to the hospital right away. But it was impossible for her to do that. She didn't know where the hospital was and how to get there.
Beyond that, maybe she didn't think it was that serious.
That's right. And she said that she's just going to take a couple of aspirin and go to bed, and we'll talk about it in the morning, which we did. She called and said she slept well. And was feeling better. Some of the swelling had gone down. She'd been icing it. And then we said we'd talk later in the day. From then on, John, I called 5 or 6 times during the day. That was Sunday. And there was no answer. At about 9 o'clock, I really got scared. So I called the police. They went in and they found Susie on the floor, dead. And the dog, Lucky, was at her side, seeming very restless. The police sent the dog to an animal care center, and they sent Susie to the morgue. And the next day, I received a call from the county coroner, who said that what happened to Susie happens often that we don't know about. She said to me that when she hit her head with such force, blood that was inside her skull leaked out into a little pocket between the skull and a membrane of some sort. And when it is at that time happening, that the person who was hurt doesn't feel the pain as much. That covers the pain. And then the next thing you know, they're dead, just like that. So that's it. Susie's gone. And, what I'm most sad about is that she's going to miss things. If she knew that people like you and friends of ours were so concerned, it would really have made her feel so good. She was kind of shy about that kind of stuff and insecure about all the things that she had accomplished in life. And
no kidding, really. I would not guess that.
You wouldn't guess it knowing her, but boy, I guessed it. And this would have been a wonderful opportunity. If she could see the outpouring of concern that has come to me, I would have made her feel so good. And, you know, she had a good 20 years ahead of her to love her horses and our dog and compete, and that's gone. So that's what I'm so sad about.
How are you and your sons doing?
Well, I have four children, and they have been coming in from, they're all across the country. None of them lives in Chicago, New York, and California. And they and their spouses have been coming in for two or three days and staying to help me kind of get through this. And that's been very helpful, too.
Yeah. You live in Chicago.
Right.
She was at a rented place in Florida, just there. You don't have a house in Florida.
No. Oh, I wouldn't want to live in Florida. Not only do I like the heat, but I don't like the politics. Yuck. But it is a gorgeous place.
Yeah.
And she had a little condo kind of with a lake nearby so she could rest in the evening and see.
I was a little surprised to see you back at the place where you office up here working again the other day. I guess that's Walter, isn't it? Jump back into the work.
I think that's what would keep most people kind of distracted from the pain at the moment, get involved. You know, I'm not here full time. I'm, in a sense, retired. I come in and do a couple commentaries a week, like the Walter's perspective, and that keeps me alive, keeps my head working. I think that's really important. You know, they say people who retire sometimes have problem getting along without anything to do. I think that would be me. I mean, I like to get out on the street. I take long walks and see what's going on in the neighborhoods. And the politics, my God, you know, this was one heck of a month with Lori Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle.
There you go again. Now your mind's going back to work. I'm trying to talk to you about Walter, but we don't have to talk about it anymore. Except that I said to you when I saw you in the hall the other day, I hope that you are talking to people. I don't like the idea of you being back in your place here in Chicago by yourself. I hope and trust that folks have reached out to you, that you're availing yourself of that, and that you're going to be as well as you can through this, too.
I thank you for that, and that's true. I have been doing that. If somebody wants to talk to me about it, that makes me feel good because I can distract. And it's just good. We all know this. It's good to talk out problems.
It's so random, Walter. It's just, it's so young, and it's so, I want to say strange. I mean, the dog jerks the chain, she falls down, hits her head, and the next day she's not here. Right. But I'll tell you, I know of instances where something just this random has happened. Somebody falls off their bicycle, or the dog pulls the chain. You hit your head, you think, okay, I'm going to be all right. Maybe you're not. I guess one takeaway would be, take that seriously. Even if you're okay, don't be a hero about it. Go to the doctor.
That's very good, John. Really true. If you can get an x-ray right away after a blow to the head, you don't have to have this happen.
Yeah. Well, and in her case, maybe she wasn't being stubborn. That's not where she makes her permanent home. She didn't know where the maybe ER was, and she thought, I'll be fine.
Right.
Had somebody else been there, maybe it would have been different, but maybe not. It was just so random.
Yeah.
Well, all of our sympathy to you and to the family. You've been soldiering along like such a trooper here. And so I just hope that you continue to be part of our radio family here.
Kind of.
And
so kind of you, John, to care. That's great. Thank you.
Stay well, Mr. Jacobson. And I'll look forward to your next commentary on Mr. Cochran's show. And you've been kind enough to visit with us on this one, too.